I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What happened when you skipped school? 1-800-330-9999. This 9-year-old boy, he found out the hard way you can't just skip school anymore. He lives in Brooklyn, Raven, and he didn't show up for school. So The school called the parents. The parents called the police because that's exactly where he was supposed to be.
Right. I mean, you're worried about it, obviously. 9 years old.
Right.
Big city.
This is what went out.
4'9", about 89 pounds with glasses. Was last seen wearing a Success Academy uniform.
Now, whenever there's cases like this of missing children, what Fox does is they send out their news chopper that goes over the last place the child was seen.
So that's pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
Good usage of a helicopter.
Unfortunately, more times than not when we get there, the child's still missing. So we go back and forth. We try to see if we can find anything or any hints or clues or see how they are making out with their search. And in the case of today, we were going back to the apartment building to get ready to tell the story of the missing child for the new newscast.
Okay. And what happens? Well, take a wild guess, Raven, because as they're flying over, the apartment building and where he lives has like a rooftop garden with like couches.
Oh, very nice.
And the kid is just sitting up there playing on his iPad. He's just sitting on the roof playing with his iPad.
Busted.
No, this can't be him. That's the first thing that went through my mind. Because I'm looking at the child, and I zoom in, and I had a list in front of me of what the child was wearing, what he looked like. I can't remember a time where we've ever been on a story where we're looking for somebody who's missing, and we end up finding them and helping the police.
A news chopper found a kid skipping school. Imagine if that happened to you when you were growing up.
That stinks, man. But what a story to be told forever. You know, that's one of those situations where your parents are mad, but at the same time, they're really relieved. Right? Like, you know what I mean? You're happy. You're like, okay, great. All right, we're not going to do that again. And it turns into a funny story. Whereas if you just got busted, like, you know, a month later or a week later, they found out that you skipped school, then you're actually in trouble.
Did you ever skip school? And it's funny when they said that when he was up there on with the iPad.
Sure.
Not my older daughter, but like my little one.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would be my kid. That would be my kid that figured out a way not to go to school, that she's on the rooftop playing on her iPad.
Yeah. I mean, I skip schools a multitude of ways, right? So I would skip for the entire day. Sometimes we would go to the bus stop. You'd wait for the bus to come. You'd hide in we had apartment complexes and stuff like that. So you'd hide in the building. And then when the bus pulled away, you'd run through the track of woods back up to my other buddy's house. And then he would leave the sliding glass door open and we'd have to wait in the woods until his mom drove to work. So that was one way. And then, you know, when you get to like high school, it's a little bit more organized or whatever. You know, everybody's driving. So some days when we would meet up in the morning, you know, everybody hanging out, like we would just decide we weren't going. Or if you were at school, the first 2 years I was in high school, the high school was under construction. Mm. So you could go get lost in these hallways because they weren't doing construction really during the day. They just had these areas shut down. So you could just go get lost. It was like chaos.
Yeah, the way I had it. So I can't ever say I skipped school, but there was...
I mean, I thought you had perfect attendance.
I did, but it was a little bit manipulative, and it involved an art teacher who I think wasn't all there. But
well, that's the pace.
Yeah, we're gonna get...
You can't really blame them.
I'm going to get to that story coming up next, but 1-800-330-9999. How did you skip school? Did you ever skip school, and what happened? I mean, they've made it nearly impossible to skip school because the minute you don't show up for class, the apps start going off, the phones start ringing. But this 9-year-old boy in Brooklyn, he skipped school. The school called his parents. His parents called the police.
You know, that's why you got to make sure that your parents don't sign up for the apps, that they have no idea, notifications from the school.
Most parents know. This 9-year-old boy, it was a news chopper that was covering the story. He found him on the roof playing on his iPad of his apartment building. He's fine. Everything is okay. But you started thinking about it. You're like... when you skipped when you were young, it was certainly a lot easier than it is now. How did you skip? 1-800-330-9999. Hector, what'd you do?
So we decided to skip school behind that building. It's the girls' gym. So between the girls' gym and the old parking lot hospital is a wall where if you split your legs and arms like an X, you can climb up the wall.
Like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So, what?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So then security called us back there, and it was five of us. We all had to climb up the wall and ended up in the back of the hospital. Regardless of all that, security still caught us, and they brought us back to school.
What kind of trouble did you get in?
My mom is old school Puerto Rican. She punished us.
I'm sure.
Not only did I get a spanking, but I got punished for about a week. It was really bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that you were Spider-Man climbing up a wall.
He says punished, but he won't define what it actually was.
So. I know exactly what it is.
It was bad. You did parkour and you still got busted. It's crazy. Last night was family dinner night, Anna, so I had my daughter-in-law over, and I was surprised when I asked Marissa this. Did you skip school?
Yes.
Okay.
I would tell the teacher that I was going to get extra help at another classroom because I would be in a study hall, and then I would leave school through the band hallway.
Band hallway. Okay. So nobody could see out the band hallway. Is that correct?
I would put my hood on.
I mean, of course. Right.
You put your hood on?
No teacher would recognize you as walking in.
Oh, you put your hood on. Nobody could see you.
I want you to realize that, we think of Marissa as a saint compared to our son anyway. So that's the way they regard it. So she goes on. And, where would you go when you left?
Anywhere but school. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a car?
No. So I had friends that had cars.
Yes. Did you have to hop a fence or anything?
No. I would just tell her I was going to get extra help, and she said okay, and I left.
So here's
extra
the part
help.
Of the story. Yeah.
Oh, so many lies.
Yeah, that's what I asked her. I was like, what was this extra help? She never had to define it. But this was the part of the story with, who's picking her up or wherever, where she pulled back, mm-hmm. right? Like, so she didn't want to, snitch on other people there. But then, 2 seconds later, this slips out of her mouth.
I have an IB, and I don't think this counts as skipping, but, I hacked into my mom's email and would write emails saying that I was allowed to leave. And then the front office would let me leave because they would think it's an email from my mom. And I was very cool with the front office people. And then I would delete the email, and she never found out, and I still don't think she knows to this day.
Oh, my God.
Well, she knows now.
Well, she hacked into the email.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, I don't think this counts as skipping. No. It counts as fraud.
See, I was such a goody two-shoes. I was always afraid to skip. And I mean, our school was so tight. They would call the parents. But what we would do is me and my best friend would wait to the last 30 seconds of art class because our art teacher was a little wacky.
Yeah.
And then we would spill paint everywhere on purpose. But we'd be like, oh, my gosh. And then we would have to stay after to clean.
Oh.
So we would stay after to clean, and then she would write us a pass to the next class.
So then you would never go to the other
class.
We
would show up to that next class with 5 minutes left to go, hand in the pass, and that would be it. And the whole time we're just sitting in the hallway staircase and just, talking about nonsense.
My daughter-in-law hacked her mom's email and sent fraudulent messages. I mean, I was like, who are you? Ferris Bueller? What's happening here?
It's true.
Come on. Brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.